I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 13. Now we're going through this book. And I want to look at one scripture. Really one portion of one scripture. And Lord willing, when we come to this, we're actually in Hebrews 12, but I want us to look at verse 10, and this one part of verse 10. We have an altar. We have an altar. Now, many today speak of a practice that has absolutely no scriptural basis for it. But this practice is widely adhered to, and it's referred to as coming down to the altar. And what's meant by that statement is that men and women, when they have an altar call, they come down to the front and they kneel at what's called the altar and they begin to pray, usually together, all out loud, one time. And they pray what's called pray through. I want to know what God has to say about that. I want you to turn with me to Matthew 6, verses 1 to 6. Matthew 6. While you're turning there, I thought about this as I was trying to make preparation for this message. And this message was born to my heart because of something that I witnessed and then was questioned about. Why did I not participate in it? And the Lord says in Matthew 6, 1, take heed. Be careful. Be very careful. That ye do not your alms, your righteousnesses before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do, in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. And I truly believe that the meaning of that verse we just read is that one on your left hand. Don't let him know what your right hand is doing. That thine alms may be in secret, that thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues, in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Here our Lord warns us. He said, take heed. Take heed. Be careful. Brother Carl just came and led us in prayer, read scripture. And I'm telling you, that is a very hard thing. The praying part. Because you're wanting to talk to the Lord, and it's just a hard thing. It is hard. It's hard for any man to stand up and lead in prayer because you're quite aware of people that are listening. Our Lord tells us when we pray, and I know, as I said, there's times that we have pray. I pray just like the other men do. But it is a hard thing. But to come down and to make a show, coming down, something that's not even scriptural, to come down and to make a show and to do your righteousnesses before men and claim, I'm coming down to the altar. Scripture never commands men to come to an earthly altar. John 6:35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. What is it to come to Christ? It's to believe Him. So for the believer, it can truly be said that he comes to Christ, who is His altar. The Scripture says we have an altar. We have an altar. Having Him as our altar. And we have to understand now, when we talk about an altar, you're talking about a place to sacrifice it. You're talking about the sacrifice upon it. And you're talking about one that sacrifices. An altar. And when we hear of an altar, what that says in itself, that God Almighty has provided an altar, it says that the Lord will be appeased. He shall be satisfied that He has provided the altar. He will meet with men. That's good news. That we have an altar is good news. It speaks of satisfaction. It speaks of justice. It speaks of righteousness and holiness. We have an altar. Almighty God is going to redeem His people. He's going to satisfy Himself. His law is going to be honored. So when we read back in Hebrews 13:10, we have an altar. I want to, for just a few minutes, say something about what that means. And then, Lord willing, when we come to this portion of Scripture, I'll deal with all of the verses pertaining to this. But I want to deal with that part tonight. We have an altar. Here's the first thing I know. Knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is our altar. Here is what we're saying. Number one, that He is Almighty God. He is God Himself. Holy, just. He is God. For Him to be our altar, there must be a place on which the sacrifice is sacrificed. The Lord Jesus Christ, being God Himself, sets forth that God has been offended. God Himself, when man rebelled against God in the garden, God Almighty was alienated from men. Man rebelled against God on purpose. Therefore, man is guilty. So man deserves the wrath of God. He deserves it. God Almighty, who will not pass by the transgression of His people, He will by no means clear the guilty. There must be satisfaction. Being the merciful God that He is, He's a just God and a Savior. He provided the altar. But His holy jealousy demanded that His altar, a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, God Himself, would never be polluted. The place at which the Lord Jesus Christ, God's sacrifice, would be altered, sacrificed, where He would suffer, that altar could not be polluted. Turn with me. Hold your place right here. Exodus 20. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus 20, verses 24 to 26. Exodus 20, verse 24. Here's the altar. Men talk about coming down to the altar. This is the only altar that God's going to accept. Right here. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, thy peace offerings, thy sheep, thine oxen, in all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. Where? Where there's a place of sacrifice. If thou wilt make me an altar of stone, I shall not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up thy steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. God's altar was going to be an altar of God's providing. Man would not alter it, put his thoughts to it, put his works on it, put his hands on it as far as shaping it, hewning the rocks and making it pretty, as far as man's thoughts, man's will, man's work. No tool, no effort, no thought of man's contriving imagination was going to be accepted. God is holy. His justice is holy. His altar is holy. It's a holy altar. It is an altar of God's making. So our altar, the Lord Jesus Christ, we have an altar, is set forth when we realize and perceive His divine nature. He's God. He is our altar. The place at which the sacrifice is going to be laid is on the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's God. He demands justice. He demands sacrifice. He demands satisfaction. So when we say we have an altar, we know this. Our altar, the place where it's going to be sacrificed, is at the very place of God's holiness and God's justice, and God's wrath. He is a holy God. Holy. You will not touch it. You will not improve on it. You can't improve on it. Here we see God's demand for an altar. And mercy provided that altar. His divinity is the place where the sacrifice is going to be laid. But secondly, We see Christ being our altar because therein we see Him as the accepted sacrifice upon that altar. God's holiness, justice, demanded the shedding of blood. But not just any blood. It had to be holy blood to satisfy. It had to be the holy God that was satisfied. Holy wrath had to be satisfied. Holy justice had to be satisfied. Turn to Hebrews 10. Go back to Hebrews. Hebrews 10:4. You see, He is our altar. That altar upon which that sacrifice is going to be laid is Christ, God Almighty. Hebrews 10:4. Hebrews 10:4 says this, "For it's not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when He cometh into the world, He saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God." Now here's what I know. Christ is our altar. The place of the altar is the holiness, the divinity, the righteousness of God Almighty. That's what demands the sacrifice. Where's the place of the sacrifice? The holiness of God. God will in no wise, by no wise, clear the guilty. There's the place of the altar right there. What's going to be placed on that altar? A perfect sacrifice. A sacrifice of God's choosing. A willing sacrifice. He hath made Him to be sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So there's going to have to be a sacrifice laid upon that altar. God's sacrifice had to forever settle the debt that was owed to God's broken law. Hebrews 10 verse 12 says this, "But this man, the God-man, after He had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God." The place of God's altar is His divinity. He's God. The sacrifice is the man, Christ Jesus, made flesh, willingly came into this world and laid down His life in the redemption of His people. He is the sacrifice. He is our altar. An altar had to have a place of sacrifice. It had to have a sacrifice. And then thirdly, it must be attended by God's priest. The priest of God's choosing. The one who approached God. This is what a priest did. A priest approached God for the people. He bore for the people their petitions before God Almighty. And the people were accepted before God only on the merit of the priest. So God's priest had to be God. He had to be God Himself. Because Almighty God is a holy God. And He will not look upon sin. He is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity. So when God Almighty is approached by a priest, it's going to be a priest that God Almighty has chosen. But he had to be a priest taken from among men. So the priest that God was going to accept had to be a mediator. He had to be an advocate. He had to be God Himself to approach God, accepted by God. And He had to be one who could be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. One who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. The priest had to be a perfect mediator, a perfect advocate to plead for the people, being one of them, but one who could approach God on his own merit, that God Almighty would look at and say, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. You hear Him." He had to be a man. God. God Almighty be accepted. Divinity. Man who could approach God for the people. He had to be one who satisfies the justice of God, and one who is satisfied. He must be God and man. He had to satisfy and be satisfied. All of God's demand for righteousness and justice, all of God's pleasure to show mercy and compassion to sinners, must find its satisfaction and completion in our altar. God's altar must be God to give merit to the offering, and man to be a fit representative for the people. Only here do we find the great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, set forth. God's altar, in conclusion, sets forth that God demands justice. When we see or hear the altar, we know that something, someone is going to die. An altar was a place where blood was shed. And God's altar sets forth Him who is the willing, holy, innocent sacrifice for sin. And God's altar declares that Christ is our great high priest who offered Himself to God and as God accepted Himself. The obedient Lamb shed His blood, that blood that was ever beheld by the Father. He is our altar, who offered Himself, the atonement, offered Himself to Himself. Thy throne, the Scripture says, O God. God Himself, to satisfy His own demand for justice and righteousness, paid the debt Himself to Himself. That's what Brother Scott always said. God did something for Himself before He had to do something for Himself before He could ever do anything for us. That's what He said. That's what He meant. God Himself offered Himself to Himself and satisfied Himself and put away the guilt of His people. Christ is all and in all. When we say He is our altar, we have an altar. I'm telling you, all that was demanded, He supplied. He satisfied. God Almighty can be just and the justifier of them that believe. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, revealing God's truth, and righteousness, making us so in Him. And sanctification, setting us apart to be vessels of His mercy and redemption. Him being our ransom." My friend, for God's people, I've got some good news for you. We have an altar. The place of that altar is divinity. God Himself, who demands justice. God Almighty, who demands that sin be dealt with. And that place is where He laid Himself down. The willing sacrifice. That sacrifice that God accepted. And that priest that offered it was the God-man. God Himself, man Himself. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.